This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Indian astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla and three other crew members of Axiom 4 mission will return to Earth today after spending 18 days at the International Space Station ISS. They departed from the orbiting laboratory ISS yesterday on board the SpaceX Dragon for the approximately 22-hour journey back to Earth. The splashdown is expected to take place off the coast of California in the US at 3 p.m. IST today. More from our correspondent.
Group Captain Shukla is only the second Indian to have gone to space. His trip came 41 years after cosmonaut Rakesh Sharma flew aboard a Russian Soyuz in the year 1984. During his stay aboard the ISS, Mr. Shukla conducted 7 India-specific microgravity experiments. These experiments are designed to generate critical data for future planetary missions and long-duration space habitation. On Sunday, NASA's expedition crew organized a traditional farewell ceremony for the Axiom 4 crew. Speaking at the ceremony, Mr. Shukla described his space journey as truly incredible. This mission, dubbed Akash Ganga, is a collaborative effort between Axiom Space, NASA and ISRO. Aishwarya Rainigam, Akashvani News, Delhi.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today called on Chinese President Xi Jinping along with fellow Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO members in Beijing. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said he briefed Chinese President of the recent developments of the bilateral ties between India and China. He also conveyed the greetings of President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi during the meet. Minister S. Jaishankar is also scheduled to attend Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO Foreign Ministers meeting at Tianjin City in China today. The foreign ministers will exchange views on SCO cooperation in various fields and major international and regional issues. India has strongly condemned the disruption caused during the Rath Yatra procession in Toronto, calling the act despicable and urged Canadian authorities to take action against those responsible. In response to media queries on the incident, Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, India has strongly taken up the matter with Canadian authorities to hold the perpetrators of the act accountable. In Punjab, 114-year-old legendary marathon runner Fauja Singh died in a road accident at his native village Bias in Jalandhar district yesterday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has condoled the passing away of marathon runner Fauja Singh. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said Fauja Singh was extraordinary because of his unique persona and the manner in which he inspired the youth of India on a very important topic of fitness. India Meteorological Department IMD has issued red alert for rainfall over parts of Rajasthan and Chhattisgarh today. According to the IMD, extreme heavy rainfall is very likely at isolated places over Rajasthan and Chhattisgarh for the next 2 days. IMD also predicted heavy rainfall over Gangetic West Bengal and Jharkhand today. Meanwhile, flood-like situations have arisen in some districts of Rajasthan due to continuous heavy rain from the last 2 days. More from our correspondent.
Normal life has been badly affected in many districts of the state due to heavy rain. The low-lying areas of Pali, Kota, Bundi and Jodhpur have been submerged. The district administration has declared a holiday for schools in Kota and Pali today. More than 12 people have died in rain-related accidents in the last 2 days. Apart from this, 6 youths were swept away in the Chambal River in Kota. The Met Department has forecast that heavy rains will continue for the next 2 days. With Jitendra Dwivedi from Jaipur, Yashasvi Kiryal, Akashvani News.
The Indian benchmark indices trading in green today due to positive domestic cues like further softening of inflation. Sensex was up 235 points at 82,488, while Nifty 50 added 79 points at 25,161 a short while ago. Buying was seen in the mid-cap and small-cap stocks in early trade. In chess, India's R. Vaishali and Harika Dronavalli advanced to the pre-quarterfinals of the FIDE Women's World Cup in Batumi, Georgia, after winning their third-round matches in tie breaks. They will join fellow Indians Koneru Hampi and Divya Deshmukh in the next round. And that is the end of this news bulletin.